You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Beets, love them or hate them. Upon returning from vacation over Thanksgiving, we found the garden full of ready-to-harvest veggies. But the vegetable that put on the biggest show in the garden, with its bright stems and Jurassic leaves, were the beets. If only I liked them. I've tried so many times, at least 3 times in my adult life even, to, you know, try some beets a different way, and nope, still tastes like battery acid to me. Anyway, so I did a search for recipes that claim that even beet haters will like them. And I found a few gems to try. Roasted beets are high on the list. You basically put them in the oven and roast them for, you know, with olive oil for 45 minutes to an hour. But why not try something completely different? Beet chips look like they might be worth a try. Just toss thinly sliced beets with olive oil and garlic salt and bake them on a cookie sheet at 300 degrees for about 45 minutes to an hour. But for me, there can be no trace of beet taste in anything that I eat, so I found 2 great recipes for beet greens, which don't taste beety at all. Sauteed beet greens with garlic and balsamic vinegar, or beet greens with bacon, if you eat that. These are sure to satisfy. But the ultimate beet masking recipes are desserts. Red velvet brownies or red velvet cake. It's the red velvet the way it used to be, without food coloring. So you've got to try it. You'll find all of these recipes on the website this week only, so be sure to go and check it out. And while you're there, feel free to browse our Garden Nerd collection because the new 2012 Spring Summer Seed Collection is about to arrive. Pre-order yours today for holiday gifts or for yourself. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.